USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is accusing House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff of lying to Congress, and he's calling on the California Democrat to resign. Trump tweeting this morning that Schiff fraudulently read a version of his conversation with the president of the Ukraine in a July phone call that doesn't exist. Trump saying Schiff completely changed the words of the rough transcript to make it sound horrible and to make Trump look guilty. A key House panel is looking into election security with a hearing this morning that features former NSA official Deborah Plunkett's testimony.
Intelligence leaders warn of ongoing and escalating interference attempts by multiple foreign actors who view our 2020 elections as an opportunity to advance their interests at the expense of American democracy.
This is USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The president of Iran is claiming the U.S. has offered to remove all sanctions on his country in exchange for negotiations. Hassan Rouhani saying Tehran has not agreed to the talks yet because of the current, in his words, toxic atmosphere. But Rouhani says he agreed to meet with U.S. officials because of pleas from Germany, Britain, and France, saying Iran is ready for talks, but not in an atmosphere of sanctions and pressure. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi blasting Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell for holding up the passage of a bill that would overhaul election and campaign finance law.
But we're saying to him, you may think this is dead over there, Grim Reaper, but it is alive and well in the public, and the people know. And they will know more that you are holding this up.
Chicago teachers voting by a huge margin to authorize a strike as early as October 7th if contract talks fail. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Pentagon confirming that it's making plans to send U.S. troops to Saudi Arabia soon. Here's John Clemens with more.
That confirmation came from Chief Pentagon spokesperson Jonathan Huffman, who said, in light of recent attacks on the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, and at their invitation, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper has announced the U.S. will deploy one Patriot battery, 4 Sentinel radars, and about 200 U.S. support personnel. The Secretary has also approved putting additional forces on what is called Prepare to Deploy orders, will maintain a heightened state of readiness. This deployment follows the drone attacks by Iran on Saudi oil fields back on September 14th.
An L.A. businessman's heading to prison for bribing his son's way into college. In Boston federal court yesterday, 53-year-old Stephen Sempervivo was sentenced to 4 months behind bars after pleading guilty to a single count of fraud and conspiracy in May. After prosecutors say he paid $400,000 to get his son into Georgetown University as a fake tennis recruit. Garth Brooks is getting an award for his compassion, the country music star receiving the inaugural George H.W. Bush Points of Light Award for Caring and Compassion at an event in New York City last night. That global nonprofit, Points of Light, created the award to honor those who advance solutions to the world's most difficult problems. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.